Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Batchelor with Sam Gwynn. His new book is His Majesty's Airship, The Life and Tragic Death of the World's Largest Flying Machine. Rigid Airships, Competition, Nationalism. Kit Thompson is a man who's born in India near Bombay in 1875. His father's a major general. He's related to a man who will become the head of the army in India. His mother's family is extremely well known everywhere. He becomes a member of the Royal Army and Royal Engineers, goes out to India. He fights with everybody. As far as I can see, this is Zelig of the British Army. He fights with, he fights in the Boer War. He fights at Jerusalem in the Second War with Allenby. He's in the British Expeditionary Force with Haig. And then he's assigned 1915 to Romania. And therein lies the tale. Who does he meet in Romania, Sam, that who comes to dominate his life?
All right, Christopher Birdwood Thompson is, as you said, a man of empire. I mean, he was raised multi-generational in the Raj, his family on both sides, extremely influential. He is in all those places indeed. This is yet another military posting as part of the British Empire. He's sent to Bucharest in Romania, which seems sort of like the middle of nowhere, except it was actually near a very critical front. And while he's there, he meets a woman that to him is a fairy tale princess. And she is kind of a fairy tale princess. If you see photographs of her, she's absolutely flat, gorgeous. I mean, she was considered one of the best looking women in Europe. She's fluent in four or five languages. She is Romanian, yes, but spends much of her time in Paris. She is a princess, having married the prince. She is unimaginably wealthy. She is also, and this is interesting, so here we have a young, gorgeous woman who is also, in addition to all those things, she is the toast of literary Paris. She has written a couple of books that have just become big bestsellers. You know, Marcel Proust is writing her poetry. André Gide is a friend. I mean, this is the crowd she's running with. So Thompson, who, in spite of the fact that he's a military guy, he's very intellectual. He's a reader. He's a good writer, an accomplished writer. He meets this woman. I mean, she's got two palaces. You know, he's single. He's 40-ish. Just falls head over heels in love. This is wartime Romania. And it's interesting because for later reference, he nearly gets killed by a bomb delivered from a German Zeppelin. But this relationship, so the book, in my book, Thompson is the hero, if you will. He's the main character. He's the main driver behind this giant airship scheme, as it happens. And she, it becomes his obsession, a lifelong obsession, as it turns out, who influences a great deal of what happens in the book.
Yes, he must be as important as all the other men in her life. And he's a lowly former military man, now member of the Labour Party, which has no significance whatsoever. He's a politician. And Marta Bebesco runs with kings and princes and generals, including Germans and French, and she's a vision. And so Kit, now Minister of Air for the Ramsay MacDonald government, the first government, 9 months, sees the Bernie plan. And the Bernie plan becomes something that is important to Kit. How is it that he decides that this is his way forward in order to become Lord Thompson of Carrington? How does he decide?
So Thompson, as you said, ascends to the cabinet position of Secretary of State for Air, which is such a wonderful, it's got such a nice Shakespearean ring to it, doesn't it? Secretary of State for Air. And as such, he's over all of air, meaning airplanes and balloons and blimps and airships and everything else. He didn't originally think up this idea, which would become the Imperial Airship Scheme, but he got on board with it. He bought into this idea that the world was going to be populated by, or the skies were going to be filled with British airships using British technology, linking their gigantic empire together and changing the world. And this is back in 1924. And he gets behind, again, the Imperial Airship Scheme, which is what's going to drive this entire book, and in fact, down to the tragic end 6 years later. It's just, there are different reasons you could say why he wanted to do this, but we have to bring India into it at some point. He is from India. He is, his family were the cornerstone of the Raj. India is the, you know, 300 plus million people. It's the jewel in the British Empire. And an airship could make this trip very, very quickly in a couple of days, as opposed to, you know, 10 or 11 days by sea. He sees this changing the world. He's also, as we'll see, linked to India in other ways as well. And there's a final thing that he wants to do, and this links back to Marta Bibesco, is sort of everything he's done, coming out as a kind of a lowly, well, he was a brigadier, but I mean, he wasn't any great shakes compared to Churchill and everybody else that Bibesco was hanging out with. But he wants to impress her. There's a lot of that here. He wants to impress the girl. He certainly does that becoming by joining the British cabinet, but he wants to do it also by changing the world of the air with this scheme.
Ramsay MacDonald will go out of power in 9 months, but the Burney plan survives. And Thompson's out of power too. He loses his post with MacDonald being replaced by Baldwin. Thompson spends his time, though, Royal Aeronautical Society, the Royal Aero Club, the Air League. He's very busy identifying, though he's never flown an aircraft, to my knowledge. He's promoting, and you make it clear in those 5 years between governments, that Thompson is a driver for the great success that will come 20 years later, the RAF. Even though he was trained as a Royal Engineer, he was inspirational. And I think, Sam, you make the case that he speaks well. Is that correct? We've got about a minute.
Yes, he does. He speaks well. He speaks many languages. He spoke French better than anybody in the British Army, which was used in Versailles after World War One. He's a talented man. Very tall, tallest man in the British Army. Very tallest officer. Very impressive person if you had met him.
And when he's in the House of Lords, he's convincing. He stands up and holds his own, though he's not wealthy, though he's not coming from a long line of landed nobility. He's an impressive man who is pretty much on his own, Sam. It's entirely admirable. He's by his bootstraps. He has a family that he loves and a brother, a very good brother to him, but he doesn't have what I would say would be the advantage of empire at this point. He's making it up as he goes along. And one of the things he makes up is the Burney plan. So when we come back, what does that mean? The Burney plan for R101. The book is His Majesty's Airship, Sam Gwynn. S.C. Gwynn is the author. The Life and Tragic Death of the World's Largest Flying Machine. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.